Welcome to my podcast with me, Dr. Kate Bartram Brown, interviewing successful people that I know personally that all have something in common. Yes, they all use magic, the hidden sciences, and the mystery school lineage to create success in the modern world. Hello, and once again, we are live with the Modern Mystery School UK and EU podcast and YouTube channel. Today, we have got the lovely Robert on the show. Now, Robert, this is your first time on the show. Welcome.
It is indeed. Thank you very much. Hello, everyone. Hello, Divina Kate. Thank you for having me here. Yes, it's the first time I'm sharing, so I'm excited, a little bit nervous at the same time, but super excited.
Well, we are very excited because you do an actually a very creative thing in your daily life. You do this beautiful Venetian plastering. It's an art form in itself. And it's not something that you would necessarily think, oh, you know, Healers Academy, healer, you know. So I'm intrigued to know, coming from that background, how did Healers Academy call you?
Well, funny enough, I quite like the story because it's actually through my work that I got to meet Kodo, which is my guide and, you know, one of my dearest friends now. And that's how I came across life activation, because everything starts there. So when I had the session, the life activation session from Kodo, the next question that I had is, what is there more out there? What's more? Is there any more? What's more? So I definitely wanted it more. I must say, from a man perspective, I've been only always working mostly in the construction site. So having that very strictly man approach to life, you know, I wouldn't even interact very much with the feminine energy, or if I can put it so, not on a business level, not on a... So meeting Kodo for me at the beginning, it was very easy because he was a man, you know, we could relate to each other. But then to this question, whether there is more out there, at one point I was presented to the Healers Academy option. And I must say it wasn't something that I jumped into at the first call. I wasn't straight away. You know, I had a bit of, if I can call it so, resistance, maybe a little bit. But then there is something, it was the first lesson that I've learned just before Healers Academy, that was prioritizing. So it was the moment where I decided to prioritize something that bring me joy, you know, because everything that I've done up to that point bring me joy. So I said, you know, from a kind of technical perspective, I can put it so, like logical perspective, if everything I've done so far up to this point brought me joy, whatever I can do from now onwards can only bring me joy. And actually it turned out to be more than I expected. But yeah, it was the moment before the Healers Academy when I have prioritized. Here I was there. I couldn't believe myself that I could find myself in a room with a lot of spiritual people and ladies. You know, there were a lot of ladies around. And as I said, the background I was coming from, my masculinity, I don't know if it's the right word, wouldn't allow me to be so open. But then what happened in Healers Academy for me, it was a turning point of my life, honestly. So hands on my heart, it was those 5 days changed my life forever. Because there were the 5 days that allowed me to feel, allowed me to see, allowed me to sense, allowed me to enjoy, you know. It was in those 5 days where I allowed myself to enjoy and to feel love. And, you know, I don't know, it's very hard to describe in words, because I always say, you know, and when I talk about Healers Academy, for me, it's the best experience I have had in my life, really, honestly. You know, all those senses expanding and, you know, all of a sudden it's like, I don't know, you've had your senses locked, or you've been locked in a box, and all of a sudden it's like you come out of the box and you hear, you sense, you see, you hear, you smell much more. And everything was possible for me, and everything was a whole lot of a universe opened for me after the Healers Academy. So I must say it was
It's so interesting that you pick up on these points because, I mean, I'm not a man, obviously. I mean, I don't know how men think, but it's something that I observe maybe in the men in my life that, you know, it's a pretty tough gig out there, you know, for men. You're out there, you're grafting and you're providing for your family. You know, you're doing all of these things and there isn't always that opportunity for you to be in that, like a safe, warm, loving environment. Yes, at home, but do you know what I mean? Like in a community environment. Could you tell us a little bit more about the experience from a man's perspective going into something like that? What would you say to men out there who probably are going to dismiss it and go, "Oh, that's a load of"?
Exactly what you are describing. Because that's how I felt, you know. So up to entering the Healers Academy, I had my guard up, you know. So I was always, you know, on guard, always ready for, I don't know what, you know, but ready for something. In the Healers Academy, during the Healers Academy, I kind of left my guard down. I did that, first of all, because I felt safe. But then because that's how I realized, I started to enjoy, really, there was no need for me to keep my guard up. I was in a place where I was learning a lot, where I was discovering myself in a way that I haven't done it before. And what I also found as a man, I'm still a man, you know, I'm still doing the work that I've done before. I'm still interacting with a lot of men every day. Spiritually, being a man and learning about spirituality, that doesn't have to be that soft approach or, you know, it doesn't really change the way you express yourself in the world. So it doesn't mean if until that point you were a very rough man, after the Healers Academy, you still be the same man, you know, just you feel different in your heart, you feel different in the way you think and who you are, but you still express whatever you want to express. So yes, I did make a lot of association before that point about, you know, spirituality and being a man. And I found that they can definitely co-work, and not just co-work, actually getting amazing results in my life as a man, as a dad, as a husband. So yeah, absolutely. I'll do it. Eyes closed over and over again.
Yeah, and I love that because, you know, your wife as well, beautiful wife, and your family. I think just being a parent and having these tools and being able to be aware of, you know, all of our senses and knowing about the magic in the world, it's just such a great gift. Has it changed the way that you are in your relationships or perhaps your parenting or anything? Have you noticed anything?
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, probably the most obvious one, and it's something that I've been struggling with a lot, it was the relationship with my parents. It was the most obvious one, if I can call it so. Then, of course, the relationship with my wife and with my kids. So with my wife, I'm so lucky because we are both studying. We have a common thing on. But then looking at the relationship with my daughter, especially she's at the age where she's starting expressing herself, and you know, and I'm so happy that I can hear her. You know, when she talks to me, I can hear even what happens behind her explanations, and so we can have a conversation from heart to heart. It's something that I didn't did as much before, and even though we get to see each other rarely, when we do, we connect instantly. And it's something that I realize now that it's thanks to opening my heart, being able and learning how to open my heart, that I'm able to have these so deep relationships with my daughter, with my wife, with my mom, with my dad, you know. So absolutely, absolutely change the way I interact with everyone, really.
Oh, amazing. That's so lovely. And so I know that you still have your business, you're still an entrepreneur, you're still doing all of that, but you also offer sessions, life activation sessions. I know that you feel very passionately about it. And did you always want to be a healer? Is that something that you always wanted to be, or has it just come around, you know, and kind of worked that way? Oh, I think we might have lost connection. Let's see if we get Robert back. If not, talking about sessions, if you want to connect with Robert and have a session, then please get in touch with him. You've got his details in the bio. and he will be able to support you. He's in London and Romania. So do get in touch with him. And thank you, everybody, for tuning in. We'll get Robert back on next time. But I think you'll all agree that what a wonderful testimony to how our relationships change for the better when we attend Healers Academy. Thank you so much, Robin. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in.